Pilgrimage of Egeria by Egeria. Part 6. Jerusalem. Daily offices. Matins. Now that your affection may know what is the order of service, operatio, day by day in the holy places, I must inform you, for I know that you would willingly have this knowledge. Every day, before cockcrow, all the doors of the Anastasis are open, and all the monks and virgins, as they call them here, go thither, and not they alone, but lay people also, both men and women, who desire to begin their vigil early. And from that hour to daybreak, hymns are said and psalms are sung responsively, respunduntur, and antiphons in like manner, and prayer is made after each of the hymns. For priests, deacons, and monks, in twos and threes, take it in turn every day to say prayers after each of the hymns or antiphons. But when day breaks, they begin to say the matins hymns. Thereupon the bishop arrives with the clergy, and immediately enters into the cave. And from within the rails, canceli, he first says a prayer for all, mentioning the names of those whom he wishes to commemorate. He then blesses the catechumens. Afterwards he says a prayer and blesses the faithful. And when the bishop comes out from within the rails, everyone approaches his hand, and he blesses them one by one as he goes out, and the dismissal takes place by daylight. The expression, to approach the bishop's hand, has given rise to much discussion. Archbishop Bernard and Professor Sayce both suggested it was for the purpose of kissing it, but an account given by Mrs. Gibson and Mrs. Lewis of their visit to the very ancient Coptic monastery of Deir Antonius on the Red Sea seems to suggest another solution. They relate that when they attended Mass in the church of the monastery, the service lasted 2 hours, and towards its close all present, including ourselves, went up to the door of the sanctuary, and received a blessing from the chief celebrant, which consisted mainly in his laying a hand on our cheeks. I submitted this, as a possible explanation of Etheria's expression, to Monsignor Duquesne and to Dom Cabrol, and they both agreed it appeared to solve the difficulty. Dom Cabrol further suggested that this manner of conveying a blessing might be the origin of the colophus or soufflet given in confirmation in the Western Church. For further details of this Coptic Mass, see The Century Magazine, September 1904, article Hidden Egypt by Mrs. Lewis. It should be noted that the word missa in the text is almost always translated dismissal, although it must on some occasions have meant mass. This, however, Etheria usually calls oblatio, offere. For the ambiguity of the meaning attached to missa, see the introduction, page 40. Sexts and known. In like manner, at the sixth hour, all go again to the Anastasis, and psalms and antiphons are said while the bishop is being summoned. Then he comes as before, not taking his seat, but he enters at once within the rails in the Anastasis, that is, in the cave, just as in the early morning. And as then, he again first says a prayer, then he blesses the faithful, and as he comes out from within the rails, everyone approaches his hand. And the same is done at the ninth hour as at the sixth. Vespers. Now, at the tenth hour, which they call here Lucinicon, or as we say, Lucernare, all the people assemble at the Anastasis in the same manner, and all the candles and tapers are lit, making a very great light. Now, the light is not introduced from without, but it is brought forth from within the cave, that is, from within the rails, where a lamp is always burning day and night. And the Vesper Psalms and Antiphons are said, lasting for a considerable time. Then the bishop is summoned, and he comes and takes a raised seat, and likewise the priests sit in their proper places, and hymns and antiphons are said. And when all these have been recited according to custom, the bishop rises and stands before the rails, that is, before the cave. And one of the deacons makes the customary commemoration of individuals one by one. And as the deacon pronounces each name, the many little boys who are always standing by answer with countless voices, Kyrie eleison, or as we say, Miserere Domine. And when the deacon has finished all that he has to say, first the bishop says a prayer, and prays for all. Then they all pray, both the faithful and catechumens together. Again the deacon raises his voice, bidding each catechumen to bow his head where he stands. And the bishop stands, and says the blessing over the catechumens. Again prayer is made, and again the deacon raises his voice, and bids the faithful, each where he stands, to bow the head. And the bishop, likewise, blesses the faithful. Thus the dismissal takes place at the Anastasis. And one by one, all draw near to the bishop's hand. Afterwards, the bishop is conducted from the Anastasis to the cross, with hymns, all the people accompanying him. And when he arrives, he first says a prayer, then he blesses the catechumens, then another prayer is said, and he blesses the faithful. Thereupon, both the bishop and the whole multitude further proceed behind the cross, where all that was done before the cross is repeated. And they approach the hand of the bishop behind the cross, as they did at the Anastasis and before the cross. Moreover, there are hanging everywhere a vast number of great glass chandeliers, and there are also a vast number of caryophylla, candles on tall candlesticks, before the Anastasis, before the cross, and behind the cross. For the whole does not end until darkness has set in. This is the order of daily services at the cross and at the Anastasis throughout the 6 days. 2. Sunday Offices. Vigil. But on the seventh day, that is, on the Lord's Day, the whole multitude assembles before cockcrow, in as great numbers as the place can hold, as at Easter, in the basilica which is near the Anastasis, but outside the doors, where lights are hanging for the purpose. And for fear that they should not be there at cockcrow, they come beforehand and sit down there. Hymns as well as antiphons are said, and prayers are made between the several hymns and antiphons. For at the vigils there are always both priests and deacons ready there for the assembling of the multitude, the custom being that the holy places are not opened before cockcrow. Now, as soon as the first cock has crowed, the bishop arrives and enters the cave at the Anastasis. All the doors are opened, and the whole multitude enters the Anastasis, where countless lights are already burning. And when the people have entered, one of the priests says a psalm, to which all respond, and afterwards prayer is made. Then one of the deacons says a psalm, and a prayer is again made. A third psalm is said by one of the clergy, prayer is made for the third time, and there is a commemoration of all. After these three psalms and three prayers are ended, lo, censers are brought into the cave of the Anastasis, so that the whole basilica of the Anastasis is filled with odors. Assuming the earlier date of this pilgrimage, we have probably here the earliest mention extant of incense being used in a Christian church at the time of public worship. See Dictionary of Prayer Book, page 406. And then The bishop, standing within the rails, takes the book of the gospel, and proceeding to the door, himself reads the narrative of the resurrection of the Lord. And when the reading is begun, there is so great a moaning and groaning among all, with so many tears, that the hardest of hearts might be moved to tears, for that the Lord had borne such things for us. After the reading of the gospel, the bishop goes out, and is accompanied to the cross by all the people with hymns. There again a psalm is said, and prayer is made, after which he blesses the faithful, and the dismissal takes place. And as he comes out, all approach to his hand. And forthwith the bishop betakes himself to his house, and from that hour all the monks return to the Anastasis, where psalms and antiphons, with prayer after each psalm or antiphon, are said until daylight. The priests and deacons also keep watch, in turn, daily at the Anastasis with the people. But of the lay people, whether men or women, those who are so minded remain in the place until daybreak, and those who are not return to their houses and betake themselves to sleep. Morning Services. Now, at daybreak, because it is the Lord's Day, everyone proceeds to the greater church built by Constantine, which is situated in Golgotha behind the cross, where all things are done which are customary everywhere on the Lord's Day. But the custom here is that of all the priests who take their seats, as many as are willing, preach. And after them, all the bishops preaches. And these sermons are always on the Lord's Day, in order that the people may always be instructed in the Scriptures and in the love of God. The delivery of these sermons greatly delays the dismissal from the church, so that the dismissal does not take place before the fourth or perhaps the fifth hour. But when the dismissal from the church is made in the manner that is customary everywhere, the monks accompany the bishop with hymns from the church to the Anastasis. And as he approaches with hymns, all the doors of the Basilica of the Anastasis are opened, and the people, that is, the faithful, enter, but not the catechumens. And after the people, the bishop enters, and goes at once within the rails of the cave of the martyrium. Thanks are first given to God, then prayer is made for all, after which the deacon bids all bow their heads where they stand, and the bishop, standing within the inner rails, blesses them and goes out, each one drawing near to his hand as he makes his exit. Thus the dismissal is delayed until nearly the fifth or sixth hour. And in like manner it is done at Lucernare, according to daily custom. This, then, is the custom observed every day throughout the whole year, except on solemn days, to the keeping of which we will refer later on. But among all things, it is a special feature that they arrange that suitable psalms and antiphons are said on every occasion, both those said by night or in the morning, as well as those throughout the day, at the sixth hour, the ninth hour, or at Lucernare, all being so appropriate and so reasonable as to bear on the matter in hand. And they proceed to the greater church which was built by Constantine, and which is situated in Golgotha, that is, behind the cross, on every Lord's Day throughout the year, except on the one Sunday of Pentecost, when they proceed to Sion, as you will find mentioned below. But even then, they go to Sion before the third hour, the dismissal having been first made in the greater church. A page is missing after this. End of part 6 of The Pilgrimage of Egeria.